T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Now, back to Stynie, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right. Hey, we got the All-Star break coming up next Friday. So it means we're going to have a few shows with no games to talk about. I got an idea, guys.
Uh-oh. Yeah?
What do you say one day, either next week or the following week during the All-Star break, we got to do a mailbag where listeners can call up and ask us questions. That'll give us some content, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ask the guys anything.
Yeah, like what's Stynie eating?
Ham and cheese.
Oh, okay. What I do with y'all call me Churu. Nice job, I was just like, I wanted to make sure my ears weren't deceiving
me. For sure.
Yeah, Stynie getting it in his lunchtime.
Yeah, because, and someday you'll have the level of professionalism to be able to eat and talk at the same time.
That's called clout.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, yeah, we'll do our own mailbag during the All-Star break. There's a bunch of stuff we're working on All-Star week, and one of them is we will be unveiling our first and second team all-callers list, all right? It's like the NBA first team being announced, only it's way more important.
Nice.
So we will be unveiling our first and second team all callers during the All-Star break. And there's a lot to choose from. And I'm looking forward to doing that. Really am. What else was I going to say? What are you doing, Goo?
Nothing. I was like, we're the committee. I can't wait for that, man.
And I'm sure a lot of people do have some questions for you. We're also talking about logos. And Kyrie Irving says he thinks that Kobe Bryant should be the new logo in the NBA. And we've had a blast today talking about logos in other sports, maybe logos of the 95.7 The Game station, and some real good ones. And we still got Renegade. Renegade in Long Beach. Hey, Renegade, what's up?
Renegade's happy to be on.
All right, I'm going to start if you don't mind. You're probably going to be considered first team, second team, or honorable mention. Just letting you know that the big unveiling of the all callers first team, second team, honorable mention, or you could be somebody who gets snubbed.
Gone.
Renegade are probably going to split their votes. So
gotcha.
I would understand if neither one of us made it. But I'm not going to call you an idiot for your 3-point dunk, because you'll triple block me on Twitter. But I've got some choices. I would like to see Ricky Henderson on the baseball logo holding the base above his head, looking to the sky. But I think he's a little bit too humble for that. On the NBA logo, I'd like to see Rick Barry with the knees bent, ball in front of him. And then on the 95.7 The Game logo, I'd like them to keep it the same. But on one side of it underneath, put 42-0, and then on the other side, put 38 pins.
Thank you very much.
42-0.
Anybody get that?
10,
Kyle?
Yeah, I think it's a reference to Lo Neal's high school wrestling career, would be my guess. 42-0, 38
Good
pins.
Good job, Dibs.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a guess. I don't have his record in front of me. He was state champ his senior year, won state championship. He had a couple of podium finishes, famously.
Who's the
he
guy?
He lost to a guy by the name of Mark Trice.
You Mission guys brought San him on Jose the show, right?
You kind of just stole the punchline.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, it was my story. It was my save of Steiny's botchery going to that call in the first place. In the first place, with his mouth full of food, I was coming in for the save, and then you swooped my own punchline. That's how it goes here at the top of the final hour of the week. Steiny, back to you.
Because the more you know.
Okay. I was thinking about a couple other segments we could do during All-Star Week. Speaking of guests, like one guest we could get is, you know, one guy out of kind of each of our past. Like, I would like to get that. Maybe we get the coach on again, Dibs, that you did your great interview with.
Yeah.
One for the thumb.
Roger Canepa. Great guy. Man, Roger. What a good guy. Yeah.
Oh, sure, why not? Never gets old.
Coach, congratulations, and I guess if things go your way, we'll see you back here. One for the thumb, huh?
Yeah. Well, I don't need one. I only got four fingers, so I'm good.
Oh, my goodness.
It just does not get old. And you have
to get away.
I got to find the video, Goo, because you can see me, and this is post-game state championship. Central Catholic High School just won their fourth title. And I asked him a third question, which you don't do as a sideline reporter, Stein, and you know that. Yes. You get two questions. I went in for the third, and that's where he slowly raises up his hand, and you can see my eyes go down. And I saw plain as day, Guru, he's right. He didn't have a thumb. Yeah. He wasn't lying to me.
Yeah. Nothing to lie about.
Yeah.
You were doing great, too. And then, yeah.
Yeah, it was like, apparently it was a woodworking accident some years before.
Sometimes less is more. Huh?
It's on the record. It's on the record.
Oh man! You know,
because I went back immediately, you know, after the game. You go back and you're like, oh my God, what could I have known? Should I have known that the coach only had nine fingers? So I'm going through all the Modesto B archived articles I can find, and there it is, 4 years prior, Canepa in a woodworking accident. It's like, you know what? I didn't do my homework.
Like, one guy I wouldn't mind getting on, in addition to Mr. Canepa, would be like, give me 49er Frankie. They talk to 49er Frankie, get a little behind the scenes on Goo. Or you know what? Or Relaford. Maybe get Relaford on. Your
he
boy
might
Relaford.
Be too shy. Yeah, 49er Frankie, though. That's the leader of the clubhouse.
All right.
Is there somebody from James Logan days who, you know, kind of kept you at bay and was kind of somebody who was kind of a burr in your saddle? Like, Steiny's got some guys he went up against where it's like, man, I hated playing against that guy. Yeah. Like the one guy from that one school and that one story you told.
Hey, I got 20 guys that fit that criteria,
Dibs. I'm different.
We'll have somebody. Yeah, I got a Ron T, Reg B, Mag Wayne, Gerard. I got them.
I'd be up for, like, getting an Eddie House, but not asking Eddie House any questions about the NBA or himself. Just the whole interview is just about Guru. Yeah. Like, that would be pretty good, I think. Eddie House. Of course, Guru responsible for his fame.
I don't like any of it, to be honest with you.
According to Guru. Obviously, we're joined by Kevon Looney. Also, wanted to get to this David West sound. What do you think, Kyle? Should we roll it now and talk about it on the other side, or should I save it for the other side? Other side? All right, we'll do it for the other side. We'll do it for the other side. Dibs, you asked a great question during the show meeting today, and it's pretty simple. Anybody in the Bay Area going down to spring training? Anybody going down to spring training in Arizona? And I'm not sure. I think the Giants have their first game Sunday, Dibs. What were you thinking of when you thought of that? Because I kind of found it interesting.
Well, I just thought, see if I can get tickets. And I, of course, Giants sold out, but A's and Dodgers, Goo, at HoHoCam
really?
Park. Tickets available. How much do you think it costs per ticket down the First baseline, not quite to the foul pole. Good seats, but you know, you're a little bit further down the line. How much you think?
Well, I'm gonna go about 1850.
Steiny?
I was thinking 12.
$88.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I'm not going to spring training, dude.
That's a slap in the face.
Not before, Kyle. You don't get four tickets.
88.
You do get nine innings, but $88. And they're, you know, the Giants are sold out, and so people are going down there was kind of the thing that struck me as I was looking at it this morning, Stein.
One ticket, Dibs?
That's, yeah, that's, unless I was reading it wrong.
I was under the impression you had to do a pod of two or four people, regardless of how many. If I was going to go alone, I have to buy a pod of two, which would be X amount.
Okay.
That's the, but if it's $88 a ticket, that's insane. That's normally like a $18 ticket.
So you're saying it might be $88 for a pod?
Yeah, for like four. Okay. Even two would be outrageous.
Still 22 a pop. That's a lot for a spring training game.
Yeah, and the product is, yeah.
That's like six regular season Hayes games.
Nice, Spadoni.
Nice job, Spadone.
But also, a lot of those spring training sites, if I'm not mistaken, maybe not all of them, you can sit in the outfield. It's not in a seat,
right,
but it's on the grass, and I would think those tickets are lower.
I just was curious, Steiny, because you know, if you're somebody who, you know, feels like outdoor activity is okay, and if you can be socially distant, and maybe you drive out there and you always go, are people going to go? Are people interested in going? I just was fascinated by that notion. I'm not going on my annual Vegas trip that I missed last year for March Madness as well, but I would love to, but I just can't pull the trigger.
Yeah, I'm down on.
What are you down on?
Nothing. It's just baseball, the sport I love. You know, I was looking at the payrolls last night, and it's just embarrassing. Dodgers, $228 million this year. Cleveland and the Pirates are at $38 million. Is that fair? Come on. But we'll watch the games. I know I will. But come on, Dibs. It's broken. They need a salary cap ASAP, man. Take care of your own. Don't eat your own.
Coming up, Guru is red hot, and he's handing out another winner in 8 minutes. 8 minutes, Guru's lock of the day coming up. And I talked about it earlier. David West talked about what went on behind the scenes during that Warriors 2017-2018 season. Vintage David West. You're not going to want to miss what he has to say about Steph Curry and that Warriors team during what he called a tumultuous 17-18 season. That's what's coming up right on the other side on 95.7 The Game.
You're listening to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Almost there, Goo.
All good.
I got to tell you, the show has flown by today. At least for me. I don't know what the listeners, listeners' timetable, but man, I found myself laughing a lot during the show. Hey, by the way, the Braves extended Brian Snitker earlier yesterday. What?
Early yesterday.
Who are you? Late last night.
Where'd you pull that out? You pulled that out of your Snitker? I mean, is that?
Oh, wow.
I just. Are you a big Atlanta sports fan now?
No.
I know you love the Hawks for obvious reasons, but are we going to get Atlanta Thrashers updates from you too coming up?
No,
shout out
I just
to the Carey family.
And this is I'm indicting myself here, but I went on ESPN today and saw a headline: Braves extend Brian Snitker, and I was like, what? Who? But Bobby Cox got fired? I was just thinking, you know, when I was coming up, I probably could name every manager for every baseball team in the league when I was really following baseball. And now it's like Brian Snitker. I mean, I would have thought you give me a question of who the Braves manager is, I would have said, well, that guy's name's a joke. That's the one they put in there to say there's not really a Brian Snitker, is there? But yeah, he is, and he got three more years with the Braves.
Would you have been like Shaq last night on who he played for, Steiny?
You know what? Goo, thank you so much for reminding me of that. We will do that after. We're going to take care of some business. But, yeah, Shaquille O'Neal, either you thought it was funny as hell last night or you thought
it
was
tease it
damning as hell. But first, I'll tell you what, you want to turn up the volume right now because it's time for Guru's Lock of the Day.
It's time for Guru's Lock of the Day.
Luck be a lady tonight.
And Guru's Lock of the Day is brought to you by BetQL. Get more information before you place your bets. Check out BetQL.com, an awesome website that uses data and simulations to help you be a better better. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com and use promo code BAY for 20% off your next subscription at BetQL.com. Guru is smoking hot. He had the 76ers -5.5 against the Mavericks. Here's how that went down.
The world will be here. Look at this.
Oh, a great steal by Simmons from the unsuspected Cauley Stein, and down with the flush. Jackhammering it in is Embiid. Great transition by Philly.
Kevin Harlan, he's one of the very best. That audio courtesy of TNT. Those were two of Joel Embiid's game-high 23 points for the 76ers, who led by 16 at the half and went on to win 111-97. Guru, you thought the 76ers would put a beat down on the Mavs, and they did in a big way, cruising to the easy cover of the 5.5 points. That puts you at a very impressive 10-3. You lost two in a row. You've bounced back with four in a row. Got to be feeling good, man.
Oh, I'm feeling real good. Head getting a little big, but I'm going to stay humble. And I got to honestly tell you, something's going on with the Mavericks, guys. They have no resistance. And I don't know if the unicorn is going to be healthy moving forward, but I may follow them on this hot streak. Look out. Stay tuned.
Man, up 6.7 units with your one unit wager on a 10-3 clip. Like Kyle said, you took two straight L's. Last night I took an L, but tonight I bounced back. Your boy Drake, Drizzy Drake, and you've answered with four W's, Goo. I mean, dare I say, it is a payday Friday after all with you at the helm.
Nice. And get this, Steiny, the pick is in.
All right. Spadoni, you heard it. Spadone?
Hey, Spadoni.
Spadone, the pick is in.
Oh, that's bad.
Oh, let me
for
do it
nice
this way.
Result.
Oh, okay. Here we go. I was say it more slowly. Okay, there you go.
Great job, Spadone.
I'm staying in the yay. I think the Hornets are going to walk into a hornet's nest, and they're going to get stung by the Golden State Warriors. This is easy. I mean, if you want to get your hair did, you got some little bills, gross, whatever, take the Warriors -5.5 at home. Will be the first time they win three in a row. And Charlotte coming off a gift. They were gifted a win in Phoenix. You ain't coming to the Bay after that win, that gift, knocking off the Warriors after what you pulled on them last Saturday. Take the Warriors, liquidate all assets. I mean this one. -5.5. The Warriors are going to put something on the Charlotte Hornets tonight.
What's the line?
Five and a half.
5.5.
Warriors got to win by missed. Dr. J. 6.
Okay. I mean, I don't know, but I don't have any. I mean, there's nothing to say. Oh, I don't like that. Why would I say that? You're 10-3.
And 10-3. Real quick. From a Warrior perspective, because that's what I looked at, they want to put it on Charlotte's ass after the debacle last Saturday night. Come on. Meet me halfway there, Stoddy. They're coming out guns blazing.
Goo, nothing but respect. You're 10-3.
Wow, you, Stoddy, like, you.
Dude, I'm dead serious. You're 10-3. What am I going to do? Oh, Goo, you're an idiot. You're 10-3.
We'll save that, yeah, for the cold streak dims. Yeah,
yeah, and this was all born out of me calling you on the carpet, # fade the goo, and from the Super Bowl because,
I was eavesdropping.
Assets,
yeah,
yeah,
heard some
you're hustling, and I came at you, and I # fade the goo, and I you turned me on to a site where I could fade you. I did fade you, and it paid off on that day, which has given rise to this bit, which has given rise to your unbelievable run. So I'm not trying to say you're welcome, but just rest assured, we're all pulling for you because it's good for all of us.
Something in the mail too. Coming your way, Dibs. Yeah, no doubt.
Nice. I appreciate that. Well, just a taste, you know. Just a little kick up for the OGs, you know.
Yeah.
It's respect, Steiny. It's It's proper respect.
I mean, I just think I gave it to him.
He deserves it.
He absolutely deserves it.
I was waiting on the punchline from Stein. I'm like,
no punchline.
Oh.
You're 10-3. That's the punchline.
Right.
I get it. Sometimes you don't know when I'm sincere or not, but 10-3 speaks for itself. Hey, Dibs. Google
Kyle?
Likes.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. My bad, Kyle.
Oh, no. 10-3 with a couple of, like, extremely narrow losses in there as well. On the Guru math, you're 12-1.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, but my account says the only time I rode with him was the time when one of the three losses I happened to be rolling with him. So
analytics, yeah. Dibs analytics,
great
right
job,
there.
Dibs.
Yeah, two scoreboards shows I'm 0-1. He's 10-3. Night night.
Hey, you'll remember this story. I don't know if Dibley will. And this is a hashtag random. This is out of nowhere. But Dibs, there's a woman who's a media member in the Bay Area, very popular, Malou Nubla. Are you familiar with Malou Nubla?
You're asking me if
just
I'm
say
familiar
yes,
with Malou Nubla.
For the listeners, just play along. I know you know her.
I worked with her at Bay TV in the late 90s. Yes, Steiny, I've heard of her.
Never mind. I can't do this. Anyway.
Do it, yeah.
All right, so I follow Malou on Facebook, as I'm sure both you guys do.
Gotcha.
And I open up Facebook today, and there's a photo of Malou, and she got her hair done for the first time in 9 months, 6-8 months. And she writes on the thing, thanks so much to DiPietro Todd Salon. And I'm like, that's it. Goo, that was the salon that I mistakenly walked into that time and paid $140 for a haircut.
I love that story.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I would have picked that hair up and tried to glue it back onto my head. I would have been up 140. What is going on?
How about this? Then I pay $140, and they give me an envelope. I'm like, what's this? Well, you got a tip.
No.
You got a tip.
Yeah.
What do you tip off $140? I can't give him a cent. I can't give him a 10.
Finsky. Jeez. No, you can't flip a fin.
I told you about
all
my big
tip, Central.
Right?
Yeah, jeez. You did. Yeah.
Anyway, Mike, I got the kind of hair that $22 cut, $122 cut. You won't be able to tell the difference.
Yeah, I'd spill some milk on my head and go find the cat, and it's gone. And,
wow.
So, you know.
That's a hell of a visual, Dibs.
How often do you spill milk on your head?
Wow.
It's just a bit, Kyle, so as to speak to how little hair I have. Yeah. Yeah. Poor guy's got to drop $160 because he's got this gorgeous head of hair.
It was, yeah.
Oh, I never looked at it like that, Dibs. Wow. Hair envy from Dibs, Steiny.
Yeah. Hashtag HPP. Hair people. Hairy people problems is what
usually
that is.
Usually it's a $35 cut, and I'll tip a Tensky. David West. David West was on a podcast with Logan Murdoch of The Ringer. I think Raja Bell was also on that podcast. And David West was asked about that 17-18 season where he's referred to, some tumult and that things weren't exactly smooth. And he was just pressed on the whole thing by Logan Murdoch about that year in particular. Take a listen to David West and what he had to say.
You got guys looking at, what's looming, what the future possibly could be. You got different, again, egos, different people wanting to play different roles, new bench guys, young guys coming in. You got to balance it all out. And the talent is only so much. Again, we were able to win it, but, winning it and trying to get that energy, everybody's a year older, was a bit tougher. But, again, we still had enough. Like, we weren't dead. And then, obviously, some nights when, you're going to places and, everybody's giving you their absolute best at every position. It's just tough some days.
So that's one part of David West, and he's got another one in here. Let's listen to both and talk about it on the other side.
There were nights, man, where I would have to tell him that first year, like, yo, man, these guys, yo, you got to go. Like, he was trying so hard to, like, make everybody comfortable, and he knew Clay, Clay wants to score, shoot the ball. That's who Clay Thompson is. And then you know, he knew that, you know, he knows that, you know, Dre likes to have the ball in his hand so Dre can make plays. And then, like, you know, KD needs his time to get. So Steph was the one making the most sacrifice. And I'm like, yo, you doing? Like, dog, you got to do what you do, man. Like, and I would have to tell him, I would say that to him some nights. And he'd look at me, because I don't think anybody would tell him, like, yo, you tripping, man. Like, nah, you can't pass that one, dog.
That's David West. And he, of course, was Steph Curry. And what I heard from David West was they really had a time of it figuring out everybody's role. And Curry took the brunt of it, Dibs.
Yeah. The more I hear about this, the more it becomes the biggest non-story in the history of stories. I mean, are you okay, Steiny? Are you going to pull through? I mean, y'all don't know what we went through. And that was the headline. Whoa, when we first heard it, it was like, was there a fight? Was there a shouting match? No, it was just a bunch of great professionals, maybe not getting into sync as fast as everyone thought. I think the more this story gets told and retold, the less to me it becomes that compelling and that interesting, because there was nothing to it. You won the title, as he mentioned. You didn't, you know, now you want to tell me the story about what happened in OKC when they blew that 3-1 lead? Now we may have action, you know, if there was a Durant-Westbrook shouting match or whatever. The more this details of this come out, the less I am enthralled by it, Goo.
Wow, Dibs. I'm on the... I'll tell you why, because it's a two-parter. One is Steph Curry, I always call him Obama, presidential Steiny. He went to that extent not to be the alpha male and worry about his brand, his points. It just goes to who we think this guy is because he displays it, but we really don't know because we don't know him like that. But guess what? Hearing Wes's comments, we know him like that. That dude is different. He will do what's best for the club. And let me get to the juicy part, the steak. The 30 for 30 is coming because now David West has let me know Clay was a culprit in the, you know, I got to get my touches. And he told us so. I ain't changing you know what for what who for whomever. And then you think about who had their tenure up in the air. It was KD and it was our guy Dre. And Dre knew that probably he was hearing whispers or thoughts, Steiny and Dibs, that whatever Durant's decision was would affect him and leave him out in the cold. And Steiny, I believe that's what David West was talking about. Because now, Dibs, he painted the picture that there were some guys that liked the ball in his hands. And we know it wasn't Steph, so it was the other three. That was major drama. I'm marveling at, like, what could have gone on before a game, after a game. Ooh, juicy.
Well, then say what that is. He doesn't say
it's
anything.
It's a Rubik's Cube of the dynamics of Clay and KD, KD and Dre, Dre and Clay, KD and Clay. I mean, it just –
I Steph's get the innuendo, but yeah? Now tell me a story. Tell me what happened instead of all this.
Well, that's the million dollars.
It's so much like – oh, all this that had to go on.
It's coming, Dibs.
Well, what? No, it's not coming. And if it does, David West is getting so many miles out of this narrative that, and good for him. You want to talk about learning to tease, Steiny. Up in 5 podcasts, David West gives you another little dollop about what went on 4 years ago when they won the title anyway. I mean, nice. You know how the movie ends? It's a little bit like Rocky II. They do Rocky II. It's like, okay, cool. Rocky was incredible, but Rocky lost the first one. Are they going to go through a whole second movie with Rocky losing? I don't think so. That's kind of what this feels like.
Where you at? He gave us some tidbits.
Where I'm at is I don't know if I've ever seen anybody milk something like David West is.
That's what I'm saying, Steiny. Mount Milkmore.
Dibs is right on. And I'll tell you what. If you're giving me a choice,
hey,
30 for 30 on the 2017-18, that's a tune out.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. How boring's that?
Hey, I'm hurt.
Let's get this. Hey, we got an exclusive with Steph Curry. Oh, yeah, he's going to spill the beans. He's real. Oh, boy, he's gonna throw people under the bus. And there's only one 30 for 30 Warriors related that's going to make hay, and it's the We Believe. 30 for 30. If you had, let me ask you this, Goose, be honest.
Yeah.
Which 30 for 30 would you pay for? 2017-18 Warriors or the We Believe Warriors?
I mean this with everything. The We Believe was the Cub Scouts. Everybody was on the same page. Oh. They were renegades together. They were like NWA, but the basketball version. You know, the pot, they were all on the same accord. This one, I want to know why KD left. We would find out if they did it. We would find out what was what after the spat in L.A. in November, Dibs. Give me that. That's the drama and the stuff we want right now that sells. I want to know why he left, KD.
There was no drama. There was one player clap, clap, clapping at another, and then there was, you know, one guy who's known for being passive aggressive and the other guy who's a straight bully. So, and this to me is the epitome of the David West thing. It's like, what went on? I mean, were there ever hands thrown? No. Were there ever a shouting match? No. There was a disagreement over offensive distribution.
Yeah, we don't know if those things happen.
It would have come out by now, Goo. Right.
Exactly.
It would have come out by now. And I don't begrudge David West, and I think he's smart. He's a good guest. He's a great NBA player, great career. Just this one narrative of, like, you know, tell us what really happened 4 years ago. Well, we had a couple disagreements, and we won the title.
Kyle.
Go ahead, Kyle.
Do you know what I want out of the We Believe documentary? I want that cut to Matt Steinmetz, former Warriors sideline reporter, giving his take We Believe team.
Wow.
That
would
100% be a thing.
I'm a man of nuance.
Way to go, Kyle. Yeah.
I mean,
I forgot that. Yeah.
Goo.
They'd probably come to your house, Steiny, where you're at now.
they usually do it in a real nice hotel room.
Oh, okay.
Usually like the Ritz-Carlton. They say, come over. They have it all set up. That's what they did for Spree Wealth. Goo. That would be so interesting. One would be the dynamic of Barron and Harrington and Barnes with a young Monte Ellis. The tattoos start here. That would be a great story to tell, how they hazed Monte Ellis and how a lot of that year dictated kind of how Monte Ellis became Monte Ellis. You had Al Harrington, who hated playing center for Don Nelson, and yet it was the key. It was the key to the Golden State Warriors. You've got the ultimate diva in Baron Davis, a guy who just was a great player, but controlled everything. He was the center of it all, the eye of the hurricane. You had Matt Barnes. Don't say a bad word about Matt Barnes. I'll take your head off. The volatility of Barnes. We haven't even gotten into Steven Jackson. The tattoo with a gun. I pray I won't use it anymore. Dude, come on now.
I'd watch. I'm fired up. But give me an antagonist. There's no antagonist.
They're all
in that story. No.
Oh my God. They're all
antagonists.
That's
the key. They're all antagonists.
They're all antagonists.
Here's the 30 for 30 about the 17-18. Remember after we won game 7 of the Memphis series, remember Steph went out and remember he had about 4 Miller Lights and he was all loose and, you know, we had to get him back to the room. It's like, come on, there's nothing there.
We should put that on the text line, man. I mean, our social media feed. I honestly believe the drama, Dibs, and I would watch the We Believe. I'm in. But, man, when you're telling me Steph was placating for others, I want to know why. And there were some blow-ups that didn't involve him, so he had to be Richard Steele. I remember for a couple weeks ago, Dibs, he had to be the referee?
Wow.
Oh, man, give me that. And not who shot JR, who ran KD off. That would be the end game.
We know that, Goo.
We know.
Like, Goo, we know every facet of why KD is not here. It's like, what? I want to know the reason. Goo, there's 47 reasons, and they've all been chronicled. Here's the other thing. Those guys won't say anything. Well, you'll get them into the room, and they'll be tiptoe. You think Matt Barnes is going to tiptoe? No. Nah. Matt Barnes is going to bring in a couple hand grenades to that interview. That's why we want that, that 30 for 30. But I get you. I get you. You want to have some fun with Shaq?
All day.
So – remember the TNT, the NBA on TNT, used to have the fun bit with Barkley. It was called Who He Play For, where they would put a player's name and photo up, you know, on their graphics, and they would ask Barkley what team he played for. And, of course, Barkley wouldn't know, and it was kind of funny. Last night they did something with Shaquille O'Neal. And, Spadone, is it part of the package where they explain what they're doing, or should I tell them?
You did a good job already explaining it.
Okay. But the bottom line is they're going to show players to Shaquille O'Neal, and they're asking him, what's the first name of these players? All right, take a listen to the guru of NBA basketball, Shaquille O'Neal.
For the Charlotte Hornets, number 6 in the league in three-point percentage.
Thaddeus Monk.
Monk is his last name. What is his first name?
Oh, my gosh. Eli Monk.
Eli Monk. No, it would be Malik.
Malik Monk. Yeah.
This one should be a little more up your alley.
Okay.
Because of your relationship with the Sacramento Kings. He's number 2 in field goal percentage. He's number 7 in blocks.
Sherlock.
His last name is Holmes. His first name is...
Sherlock. What up? What up, Holmes? John.
Rashawn Holmes. This is a youngster.
Oh, Lord.
Plays in the big city of New York for the Knicks.
He's having a great year.
Number seven in free throw percentage.
He's the second best rookie in the league.
His last name is Quickly. His first name is...
They don't like playing bookies up there. Gerard.
Gerard Quickly. No, it's so close. It's Emmanuel Quickly. Look. This is a big man, so I think you got a shot at this. He's number 20 in rebounds. He's number 9 in blocks. His last name is Robinson. His first name is...
Mister.
Not David Robinson, not Big Dog Robinson.
No.
Not Cliff Robinson.
No.
I'm going to go with Stuart.
Stuart Robinson, also known as Mitchell Robinson. He's 10th in the league in three-point percentage. For the Memphis Grizzlies, last name Bane, first name is...
You going to get a lifeline?
Battier.
No.
Well, I'm going to guess. I'm going to say Desmond.
Somebody gave you a lifeline, obviously.
That's the name?
Desmond Bane.
You know, it's funny. I couldn't help listening to that. Guru's laughing. I'm kind of chuckling. And Dibs is stone-faced.
Wow.
Not amused. Were you, Dibs?
It just isn't that funny. It's pathetic, is what it is. This is your number one show in our league. This is the crown jewel of our league. And you've got, you know, and I'm all for having fun and kicking it around, but this guy's supposed to be my go-to for information. And John Holmes. Yeah, he's a porn star, Shaq. I don't know if John Holmes in his day, his double-double didn't have to do with rebounds.
Yikes.
Well, to say that.
Isn't Shaquille O'Neal a minority owner of the Kings?
Yeah.
Yes, no.
Rashawn Holmes. It kind of is disrespectful, too, though. It kind of is. It's kind of disrespectful. As I was listening to it, I'm like, this could be disrespectful. But when you're as big as he is and you're a champion, Dibs, I guess you can half-ass it. And it ain't about knowing the names or remembering the names like if you were – Daryl Johnson or Kyle Madsen or us, you know, regular folk.
I'll borrow from The Rock when talking to The Lock, Daryl The Lock Johnson, and just say, it doesn't matter what your name is, because that's what Shaq's basically saying, borrowing from The Rock, because, you know, these are young players in a league that is paying him, Shaq, to still be relevant in our eyes, because if there was no NBA... If the league folds up its tents, he probably doesn't have the same opportunity to be a pitch man that he does, and he doesn't have the same platform that he has. So at least pretend like you give a crap.
I certainly understand that point of view. Let me just throw another different perspective at you. Like the one thing that I do really love about Barkley and Shaq and Kenny Smith, and what I want to hear about from them is when they watch a game, what do they think? And like for that, you almost don't know, like you don't need to know the names of the players. Mm. Of course you do. But what I'm saying is I would like to almost watch a game where they don't know any of the players, because I want to know, I want to sit next to Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal and hear them say, I'll tell you what, that 21 can play. And you're like, you know, how come? Why do you say that? Well, look at some of the stuff he does. Like you don't need to know the names to give that kind of expertise. But, you know, I certainly get what Dibley's saying. That's why I think it was always funny with Barkley. He didn't know what teams guys played for. But I always love hearing Barkley at halftime of a game saying, you know, this guy's pretty good. And you're thinking, huh, well, tell me what you saw that made you think that way. Because he was a pro and he knows.
And but I'll say this, Dibs, I'm with you. But also, too, you know, he knows who Donovan Mitchell is. I'm not defending Shaq because, again, I think it was disrespectful. But they know who the stars are. And it's almost like if you ain't on my level, we ain't talking about you. And they had to know how it would come off by him going 0-for-0-for. But I'll say this, Donnie, is disgusted as – I don't want to speak for you that I am with the way the NBA game is played. So are those three. I won't say Ernie, but Shaq, Kenny, and Barkley, they say it every week about it's nothing but a three-point game. So they are disgusted. But, Dibs,
well,
if you're a regular
folk. Well, then give the money back. You're disgusted, and you don't care to know the players in our league, and yet you sit up there for 3 hours anyway. Just let someone else do it then, and that's – obviously, it's still highly rated enough to where TNT loves having them up there, but that's why I sit there stone-faced, Steiny, because it's not funny. It's not a change-up. To me, if it was like, oh, these guys are so on it, yet they caught Shaq on four guys that he didn't know, and therefore it's funny, but no, they don't know. Charles admits he doesn't watch it. They probably couldn't even name all 30 teams in the league.
I think they'd be able to if, you know, you could write them down. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, you know, you name 29, and you're like missing one, and you don't have anything. I don't know.
And this is from a guy who admitted earlier that I didn't know who was leading the Southeast Division. So I'm not saying I'm perfect.
Well, let me throw this at you guys. Seriously, like the NBA, that show has come under recent criticism, relatively speaking, about that. These guys don't like the league. They don't know the players, and then. Guru and I were watching about 2 weeks ago, and I said, Goo, it seemed like they were kind of –
oh, man.
You know what I mean? And
yeah, then, they got it. Like, somebody talk to them. Yeah.
Right, but like Dibs, they know that that's the knock on them, and they still did something like that last night. Kind of interesting anyway. Kyle, did I hear you say you're going to send me off on a high note with a couple trivia questions?
Yeah, I got some trivia questions for you guys if you want.
Oh, my God. I mean, I almost feel like it's my birthday. Are you serious? Is this how we're going to finish out the weekend?
Yeah. Yeah,
hey,
we can do that if you want.
So much.
Yeah.
And I don't know why Dibs is rubbing his face, but I'm excited.
Because Patrick Hovland's putting for quadruple bogey right now. That's
yikes.
Why he's signing.
Patrick Hovland golfing
him?
Like Kyle Madsen.
Do you have him in the
– I got him three ways to Sunday. Get in! Let's go, Pete! Long weekend ahead. Made a snowman, Steiny. He hit it in the bunker off the tee.
Do you want to build a snowman?
I don't when it's my guy.
It doesn't have to be a snowman.
Sculled it into the penalty area. Gouged it in the bunker. That's from a Frozen, Guru. Frozen. Have you seen Frozen?
Negative.
I've heard of it, though, right?
Is there one movie that the three of us have all seen?
Major
League.
Star
Wars.
Rocky 1.
Oh, Rocky 1's good, yeah.
There you go.
Hey, how about this real quick?
It's overrated.
Before I go to Kyle and his questions, Guru, that you know, you want to know more about that season with the Warriors?
Oh, man.
415 says, Ethan Strauss literally wrote a book about it. Go get a copy.
Because the more you know.
That one I instruction on. All right, Kyle, go ahead, buddy.
All right, the Warriors have a chance to win their third game in a row tonight. Thank you. When was the last time the Warriors had a three-game winning streak?
Oh, yeah, Kyle.
This is for everybody, by the way.
It's got to be, I'll be vague. Kevin, 18, last year Durant was here.
No.
It'll be, 18, 19 would be the year, but I'll say March of 2019.
Oh, I don't know specifically no. had to get.
Who knows?
I'll say May of 19.
I know. April 5th through 9th of that 2019 season, going regular season.
The Kings last night against the Knicks gave up 140 points to the New York Knicks. It's the 64th time in their team history that the Kings have allowed 140 or more points. Two teams have allowed 140 or more times than Sacramento. Who are they?
Phoenix and Denver.
No, Denver is number one on that list with 88. The last time they did it was actually on January 15, 2019 against the Warriors.
Nice uptick.
Thank you.
I'm going Washington Wizards, Kyle.
Nope.
I'm going to go Warriors.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, 79 times. The last two times they did it was actually both against Dallas, and they were within a month of each other in November and December of 2019.
Yeah, I just thought, you know, if Denver was in there, maybe the Warriors were, because they had a lot of years under Nelson where they didn't play a lot of defense.
Yeah. No, defense. Yeah.
Okay. Those are your trivia questions.
Thank you, Kyle.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Yacht Pretty next Thursday, 12:48.
Looking forward to that for sure. Have I mentioned that the Braves have extended Brian Snitker? I don't know why it makes me laugh.
I'm going to run with that next week, man.
What do you think?
How many
that
managers
does,
do you know?
What do you think that does for Ronald Acuna's future, Steiny?
I think he lied. You know what?
Boy,
you know
that's
what? A
great
lot
question.
A lot of people say in Atlanta, Acuna and Snitker are like Duncan and Popovich.
Yeah.
They just, they're on the same page, and they just have a, they kind of, Acuna and Snitker just have a lot of ownership of that locker room. They're respected. They're respected in that locker room. I look for Atlanta to win some games this year in baseball. Ross Tucker, our friend Ross Tucker. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on up in Seattle with Russell Wilson.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
And Pete Carroll.
Ross
Tucker
right.
said, I'd fire Pete Carroll before I would trade Russell Wilson. I thought that was well said.
That's
by
where we're at. That's
the
real
why
talk,
missing
man.
Native. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You do what?
No
trade Carroll before Russell Wilson.
Yeah. I got you. I got you. Great. Hey, great week, guys. Great week. I give us an A+. For the work we did. Here's what's coming up. Damon Ratto and Kolsky, they've got Nick Friedell in all day. They're going to talk Warriors, Hornets, why the Hornets are the NBA's most interesting team, and Damon has an idea for the new NBA logo that has a very local tie. Make sure you stick around for that. DRK coming up next. Thanks for listening, everybody.